9 years ago, journalist Ken Davis started a show on CAN TV called Chicago Newsroom. It was a panel show that invited people to the studio to talk about what was happening in Chicago. Pretty simple concept that turned into a juggernaut. 400 plus episodes later, Davis is ready to hang it up. He announced yesterday that he's ending Chicago Newsroom at the end of May. Ken has interviewed newsmakers, journalists, and community leaders since he started back in 2010. The idea actually came out of a now legendary symposium that Ken helped create on the future of media in Chicago. At the time, there was so much uncertainty and misinformation when it came to print versus digital world. Now, of course, that's all cleared up. So Ken can hang it up, right? He's in studio to talk about Chicago Newsroom. Ken, great to see you, and congratulations.
Thanks, you're going to make me cry.
It's a great...
The Chicago's just getting over losing Wally Phillips, and now Chicago
Newsroom. Yeah. Why do you want to walk away from 9 years? Why not just keep going with
it? Here, before we get started... Let me unwrap this here. Yeah.
Look at this.
You never got a Chicago Newsroom mug. So
I feel like,
I want you to have that.
This is great. I'll take it. I'll get rid of my WGN mug, which is missing the G in it, but that's all right. Thank you. So why this decision?
Well, you know what? I don't even know. I mean, when I talked to Rob Feeder, I actually quoted Rich Daly because I went back to look at when we started and all the, you know, the feed comes up and it's the day, 2 days after Rich Daly made the announcement. And I read his statement and it's like, yeah, that's kind of the way I feel. It's like, no particular reason. I just think it's time. Of course, I don't have a parking meter deal to run away from or anything, but you know, it's just, anyway, you know what it was? What started it was I thought we had an opportunity. And I think maybe we took a little bit of it, that opportunity. We were just beginning to see the first vestiges of the live dashboard in cars, right? We were beginning to see YouTube. I mean, YouTube had been around for a while, but we were finally seeing it to the point where it was robust enough that you could really use it. SoundCloud was coming online. All of these kind of... this is kind of like the conversation you were having last night about the future of media. But,
yeah.
But it looked to me... Like you wouldn't need. Look, I didn't have the to be perfectly frank, the talent to be on a big radio station, but I wanted to do something that talked about all the issues that were going on, and I didn't think there was enough of it happening in the media. So I thought, hey, you know what? You don't need a radio station anymore. You can do this thing, set it up at CAN TV. You can do these live feeds, and you can also. For the first time, you can do time shifting in audio that really matters.
So that was really the conceit, this idea that you would use CAN TV to, of course, record it, and it would play on CAN TV community television here in Chicago. But the real goal was to disseminate the show and the information online through YouTube and other places.
And that's what I think has happened. I mean, it has an audience on CAN TV, and I am intensely grateful to CAN TV for letting me have this. But the real thing was that it began to create a life of its own. You know, sometimes we'd get 500-700 hits on YouTube alone. You made an appearance once where we got a thousand.
We broke a thousand
for the first time.
That's what I guarantee to the media entities in Chicago. I'll break a thousand on YouTube. That's about right.
Yeah. So it was a chance to prove to myself and others that you could do serious discussion about the week's news and not have a television or radio station, but you could do it basically online and in the virtual world.
From your perch at Chicago Newsroom to cover Chicago news for 10 years, and I've noticed this too from just my experiences in talk radio for the last couple decades, but do you see the stories evolve? Or is it cyclical? Are you in year six talking about the same thing you talked about in year one and year eight? It just feels like maybe there's five or seven stories that we find different ways to talk about.
You know, this is one of the many problems of becoming an older man, an older gentleman, is that you're having these conversations and you're saying, yeah, you know, I remember when Harold said, oh, shut up, Ken, will you stop with the 30-year-old references? But it is true. The issues that we're talking about disinvestment, racist policies of the city government and everything else, they never go away. I mean, 40 years ago, the Sun-Times did the story about how the parks in Chicago were being segregated and only the resources were going to the north side, nothing to the west and south. Those stories just don't ever seem to go away. So you have to just keep reporting them, hoping that maybe you chip away at them or something.
Well, one of the things I always admired about your work on Chicago Newsroom is that you gave opportunity to some of the voices that weren't heard, whether it be a young reporter or someone who was working in the community. But it wasn't just going to, and we see this far too often, where if there's going to be a panel show where there's two or three people talking about the news, it's going to be someone from the Tribune, someone from the Sun-Times. And it's just over and over. That's just how it's the format of it. But for you, there was a lot of introducing us to voices and people I've used on these shows that I didn't know before.
Yeah. Well, I you're absolutely right. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I think we succeeded at it, but it was our mantra. It was the thing that we wanted to do was, let's try to find who the new voices are, and let's shine a, even if it's only a small spotlight, let's at least put a spotlight on them. And you know, when you talk about what used to be Alder Track, it's now the Daily Line. Mm-hmm. Heather, you just had Heather on the air. I mean, I am just a major fan of Heather Sharon and all of her compatriots. They are young, they're energetic, and again, making an old man reference, I've been in the City Hall press box for City Council meetings in the last year or two, and you sit behind these guys who are sitting with a laptop with a screen with like five compartments on it. They're tweeting, they're writing their story, they're looking up and finding references, doing Facebook, all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing behind them and thinking, you know, I once thought that I could do this job, but I mean, it's really literally true. This is a new generation with a new approach, with new tools. They're using those tools very well. I don't have to feel ashamed of the fact that I don't know those tools as well. What we need to do is make sure that they get elevated, make sure that they get noticed.
And there's something about, and this was a big part of the conversation you had about the future of the news media back in 2019. It was at one of the hotels in town. He had brought together all the different editors and reporters and people were all in the same room. It was
in the same room that used to be the smoke-filled room. I was very important. You know, I forgot the name of the hotel now, but the one across the street from City Hall.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, that's where all the deals were cut. So I thought that would be a
great
thing.
That's a good place. Yeah.
Let's rent that room.
But that was all about how do we all get along when it comes to the traditional print and the digital reporters that are coming up, but also learn from each other about what it takes to actually cover the news and develop and deliver product to people. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was over 10 years
and,
ago.
And actually, Chicago Newsroom was an outgrowth of that. Yeah. So, you know, that's, I think, for the remainder of our time, which is until 8 o'clock, we should talk about that.
Don't,
I mean, it's been 10
talk
years.
About the remainder of my time.
The remainder of your time. Let's just start right there. I mean, the premise, I got the premise right, so it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
How do you feel like Chicago's ecosystem when it comes to the news has evolved?
Oh, I mean, you know, this is a 12-hour conversation, and I love this conversation more than any other. One of the big things that happened at that, that I was totally unprepared for, it was a two-hour conversation. We had a panel of 13 people up on the stage, and it just very quickly divided along age lines. And there were a lot of younger people there who were just coming up, or they had started online presences of various kinds. And as I said afterward, the theme of it ended up being, if you idiots would just hurry up and die, we could take over and the world would be perfect. Unfortunately, many of those folks, and I don't say this with glee, a lot of those folks, their enterprises went by the wayside because there wasn't enough money to support them. There wasn't a large enough audience to support them. And, you know, the legacy guys, what is this, WGN? Oh, yes, good old W. You know, the legacy guys seem to be doing fairly well. I mean, they in many cases, the big operators have adapted. We're seeing the Sun-Times still alive, which nobody would have predicted 2 years ago, and growing and getting more digital every day. And what's happened is that a lot of the legacy folk learned a lot from these younger, more energetic entrepreneurs who were carping on how everything's got to be online. So lessons have been learned. We're in a healthier ecosystem than I think we were before, where something like the Daily Line or Southside Weekly and the Chicago Bureau can all exist in this ecosphere. And some of them are starting to get serious money. So it's really I'm optimistic, and I never thought I would have said that 2-3 years ago.
Well, we'll continue the conversation. Ken Davis is here, Chicago Newsroom, which can be found on CAN TV and as well on YouTube and online and social media, is wrapping up.
Wrapping it up.
I don't know what, like, hanging. I said hanging it up earlier. You kind of grimaced at that.
No. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I'm walking away from it. That's
walking
all.
Away. Yeah. May 30th is the
while
final.
While I still can walk.
I can still walk. Ken Davis, my guest on Extension 720. Stay with us. Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. Ken Davis is in the studio with me, the host of Chicago Newsroom. He is calling it quits coming up on the end of May. And we're talking about the health and the ecosystem here of news media in Chicago. It was 10 years ago that Ken and others convened a big discussion to talk about the old and the new, talk about the print versus digital, and get everybody on the same page. As you mentioned, many of those companies aren't around anymore, mm-hmm. whether that be Gaper's Block, Chicagoist, right. which right. is now owned by Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Other entities, it was the Chicago News Co-op.
The Chicago News Co-op. That actually started just only a few months after the journalism town hall. But now there's we wouldn't want to get into long discussions about individual things, but there's an example of somebody or of an organization that tried to be new and digital by mimicking an old model.
Right.
And it didn't work.
And there was a lot, and there was this concept that I think has come and gone, which was this not-for-profit journalism. This concept that they were going to raise money from grants and other places.
Don't say that to ProPublica.
Yeah, but there are, that's a great point. Even though you could say Chicago News Co-op is no longer, the seeds were planted for mm-hmm. places like ProPublica or for Block Club, which goes straight to, and takes on a more, I think, authentic digital approach, which is like Pledge Drive from public radio.
Well, I think some of it has to do with a clearer understanding of your distribution model and your distribution mechanism, right? I mean, if you're going to be an all digital operation, then you've got to think all digital. You can't pretend that you're a newspaper. If you're still printing a newspaper, you have certain things that you have to do, and you have to adapt to it. You've given up a long time ago on breaking news in your pages, so you become more mm-hmm. magazine like. Whatever. Everybody's adapting in a lot of ways. You know, as we mentioned before, these great legacy radio stations in Chicago, their audiences are not what they used to be, but they're still really good. And that means something.
And so, I would say, too, and one of the secrets in the business is that, whether it be, you'll hear me every time at the top of this hour say, tell your device to mm-hmm. listen to WGN right, radio. Right. Or, and you think about the way that we are monitored and how we are, the metrics and how we are rated.
Yeah.
They don't include all the different digital products
That's
and
exactly
the different
right.
streams and things like that.
Well, I mean, let's look at your show. I don't, honestly, to be very honest, I don't listen very often, but I listen all the time to the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a podcast listener because I can listen to it when I want to, and it's all condensed. And listen to the thing that I want to listen to. So here's an example of one of the oldest legacy radio stations adapting to the reality that its audience wants to time shift. This is what television went through 10 years ago. This is what HBO and everything else did to television.
Right. And now,
Netflix.
I can't tell you the last time I actually watched a show on television in real time.
Right.
That's not something that I do.
But we still have television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And we still have radio.
When we think about the print world and digital immersion, if you will. The Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Sun-Times have had lifetimes since you had the journalism town hall.
Yeah.
And both of
yeah.
those lifetimes included Michael Farrow,
right.
who
right.
came in.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There seemed to be a movement in the last decade to have more startup entrepreneurs buy newspapers
right.
And to come in and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to repackage it and be digital and do this and do that. Why didn't it work?
Why didn't it work? Well, I think the main reason it didn't work is because we weren't able to see the future. We couldn't see 6 weeks into the future, let alone 6 years, right? If the people who were running these agencies could see what we know today, they would have adapted much more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you have a multi-billion-dollar corporation that's based on doing what you've always been doing, it's really hard to turn that ship around.
I wonder, too, about, because one of the things that that I always wondered, take the Sun-Times, for example, when it was under Michael Farrow.
Yeah.
There was all this talk about doing a national website ring, you know, they were going to put these things together, and they were going to do a lot of distribution that was different than we were used to, and wait till you see this website design, and wait till you see this feed. Mm-hmm. And then when it came out, you were underwhelmed.
Right.
And you were and that to me
and
was
what they didn't know, sorry for interrupting. What they didn't know was that at this very same time Facebook was figuring out a way to take over the world. And they took over the world of distribution of news content almost overnight. Mm. Nobody really saw it coming. And then the next thing you know, you're paying Facebook to publish the stuff that you just paid reporters to report.
If you were going to do a journalism town hall like you did, which you should, and 10 years later, I would come, But I think that you would have a different premise instead of how do you get along. It would be, how does Chicago News deal with Facebook?
Right.
And it is interesting.
Maybe not. Maybe that's over. You know, maybe it's something. Listen. Folks, go back and listen to Justin's show from last night. I can't remember the guy.
Roderick Alemani. Yeah.
This was an amazing conversation you guys had last night about how the thing that is really taking over social media is this esports model.
Right.
But I'm not into sports, or gaming. I'm too old for that gaming thing. We're talking about how generations are layered out.
Yeah.
But what he was really talking about was this is the next thing.
He's talking about data.
It's data.
Yeah.
You sell your data to a big corporation, and they give you stuff
in
return.
What has happened in the last 10 years, and that was what was interesting last night, this is what the esports people have figured out, is that in the last 10 years, they've been stealth about that.
Right.
A Facebook, a Twitter, whatever. They're lifting your data and not telling you about it. The esports world has said, you're smart. We know.
Right.
So if you want, we're going to get, your data is worth something.
Right.
We'll pay for it.
And young people don't care. They say, sure, take
my
data.
Or they know that
you're going to give me something for
it. They know that's how the world works.
Right. So I'm driving around listening to this last night, and I'm thinking, my God, it's like this is like revolution number 3 that I've lived through in the last 10 or 15 years. How does news adapt to that?
Right.
How does the Chicago Tribune or the New York Times deal with an environment where people are online all the time, they're talking to each other, and they're just giving all this data, and you're expected to give them something back? Could you give them back a news story, maybe?
Or possibly, and again, this I'm not even thinking about how we would. We're going to have to. Well, I don't know. I was going to say
time
is up.
As they say,
time is up.
We're
thank you, Ken
time.
Davis. But let's do this. Let's continue the conversation, Ken. We'll get some more people and continue because that is a great point about what's next
for news industries
to deal with data because it's going to be readily available.
Absolutely,
Ken Davis, the host of Chicago Newsroom on CAN TV, which is wrapping up at the end of May. Congratulations on a great run.
We're out of time,
and we look forward to more from Ken Davis here in Chicago.